Good night of Shabbos, everyone. It's still difficult to not speak to you in person, but this is the closest we could get at this stage. And we're beginning Sefer Vayikra tomorrow, not in the shul, but as a tzibur, we're still beginning Sefer Vayikra. And Sefer Vayikra opens up with the words Vayikra El Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe. And the Baal HaTur makes a very cryptic comment, as often he does make cryptic comments. He notes that the letters, the Rashi Tevos, of Vayikra El Moshe, Vav, Aleph, Mem, spell the word Imo. Aleph, Mem, Vav, Vayikra El Moshe. He doesn't explain. And it's a very strange way to begin Sefer Vayikra with the word Imo. Because if anything, I would think that Sefer Vayikra, also known as Taras Kohanim, the Sefer that describes the Karbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, has nothing to do with women. In fact, it has nothing to do with most of us. It's about how Kohanim bring Karbanos, what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash. And as Levim, we have a little bit what to do in the Beis HaMikdash, but not so much. Vayikra doesn't have much to do with most men and certainly not women. And so it's an odd way to begin the Sefer with the word Imo. But the Baal Turim says it, and there must be a reason, a message that we could all learn from Vayikra being starting off in such a way. And so the Rashi writes that the word Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba. The Lashon of endearment. It's an expression of love. It's the way the Malachi Asharis Mishtamshim, both they use it, V'kara Zeh El Zeh V'omar Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, says the Pasuk in Yeshayah. It's calling us out that the way the Malachim speak to each other with the Lashon of Chiba. Vayikra El Moshe. When your mother calls you, there's a very different feeling than when your father calls you. When your father calls you, you're a little bit scared what's going to be. But when your mother calls you, hopefully, it's coming from a place of love, of your father as well, but there's a different connotation, a different symbolism when the mother calls you. Vayikra El Moshe. That relationship with the mother and father is very different. The love, the chiba, that a mother gives a child is very, very different than what the father gives the child. And of course there are exceptions, and of course we encourage the father to show the same type of love, but the imagery of the mother and that which she represents, the love and the passion and the care for the child is very different. Rachel Imenu is forever being mevakel b'nei, she's constantly crying over her children. That love, the care. There's a special bond between the mother and the child. And we've just completed the building of the Mishkan. We've just completed the building, the bayis, the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mother and the father at the same time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling Moshe Rabbeinu. He's calling Klai, so come home. Come inside. Vayikra Moshe, come home to me. Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'ol Moed. Speak to me inside the house. Stop staying on the outside. Stop running around. I had the privilege of getting some air yesterday. I even drove on Central Avenue to pick something up. And the streets were empty. Nobody's outside. Everyone's stuck inside their homes. We've been spending the past number of years and generations running around outside. Looking to run away from our homes. Running away to Pesach programs, running on vacations, running out to restaurants. But what about being home with our family? Being home with our wife and our husband, being home with our children, our grandparents and grandchildren, spending quality time, making a nice home-cooked meal. Vayikra Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, our mother, our father in heaven, saying, come back home. Sefer Vayikra is the beginning of us realizing that last week was a very rough week on many, many, many levels, and it's also a rough week this week. But there's a bit of a turnaround, Baruch Hashem. The weather's getting nicer. The market's picking up. The control of people staying inside and not spreading as much, but people are infected. And there are terrible stories, but from an update I heard last night of a call from the Rabbanim, there's Baruch Hashem a very, very good report on the overall spreading of the infection. People are learning how to stay inside and quarantine themselves. So things are looking very good. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to come back home. Vayikra el Moshe, Lashon Chiba. There's another Baal Turim in the beginning that points out that there are five Aleph's in the first Pasuk. And each Aleph represents a different one of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Vayikra, the word El, the word Elav, the word Me'ohel, and the word Lemur, all contain an Aleph, and each Aleph represents a different one of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And the word Elav is connected to Vayikra, the third one. Vayikra al Moshe vayidaber Hashem Elav, speaking to him. There's this bond that we're creating by coming home to the Mishkan, coming into our own home. We've been running around so much, looking around for some other distractions, and all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come home. The Ben Yishchai asks the question, why when it comes to Karbanos and all of Sefer Vayikra, there's a mitzvah to throw the blood and burn the chelev, the blood and the fat? What's the need for all this? What's the message behind the burning of the fat and the throwing of the blood on the Mizbeach? And the Ben Yishchai said there was a mashal once about a socher, a store owner, who was experiencing a quiet afternoon in the store, and he asked his wife to cover him while he runs to the Beis Medrash to get a couple of hours in. And while the husband was learning the Beis Medrash, one of the big purchasers, one of the big customers and clients came to make a large order. And the wife didn't know the business at all, and the client wasn't interested in dealing with the lady, the wife, who didn't know how to deal with him, so he went to another store to make his large order. And when the husband returned to the Beis Medrash and she told him that a certain client came and she didn't know what to do, he started berating her that you should have gotten me from the Beis Medrash. This is a big parnasa for us. If this happens again, you let me know. Come get me from the Beis Medrash. And so a few days later, it was quiet in the afternoon and the husband goes to the Beis Medrash to learn. And a person came to the store. It happened to be the tax collector. So she ran to her husband, the Beis Medrash, and brought him back. There's someone here for you. And turns out he realized it was the tax collector. And he starts berating her again and says, when the guy comes to give me a parnasa, you don't get me. But when the guy comes to collect from me, you come get me? What a shota you are. And the Ben Yishchai explains that the dam, the blood, represents the chamimus, the zrizus, the running around. And the chelav, the fat, represents the laziness. And unfortunately, in the past, we've been running around by all the distractions on the outside, the taivas and the yetzahara, and we've been very lazy when it comes to the kim hamitzvahs. So we sprinkle the blood in the mizbeach to be mechaper for the running around that we shouldn't be doing. And we throw the chelav, the fat, on the mizbeach to be mechaper for the laziness that when it comes to mitzvahs. But what's going on right now in this time period is that we're no longer running around on the outside. We're being very lazy. That laziness is good. There's that slowness, there's laziness that we're not running around for the outside. And we're being zariz in limud Torah. We're being zariz in tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to come back home to the Mishkan, to the base of Mikdash. The Mikdash Ma'at, each of our homes is a little Mikdash Ma'at, to come spend some time with him. The Lashon of Chiba. There's a beautiful Satmar Rav. Satmar Rav explains, based on the pasuk, when it came to the Mechama, when everyone would go out to the Mechama, leave their homes for the Mechama, the Kohen Meshuach, the Kohen, would make the announcement that anybody who is Bona Bayis Chadosh, who built a brand new house, Velo Chanecho, and wasn't able to be Mechanech it yet, not live in it yet, he should go back home. He's a potter, he's exempt from fighting. And the person was not the Kerem, he planted a vineyard, wasn't able yet to be mechal and be involved in the Kerem, he should go back home, he's exempt. And also Anisha, a man who got married, wasn't able to complete the marriage. He engaged her but didn't marry her yet, he should also go back home. Penyomus v'milchamav isha chayikachanu, lest he die and someone else marry her in his stead. And Rashi says, and if a person doesn't listen to the Kohen, kedai hu shiyomus, he's worthy of dying. You have to go back home to be mechanech the house, to be mechal the kerem, to marry the wife. So asks the Satmar Rav, how come the pasuk explained penyomus only at the end? Only after saying bias and kerem and isha does it say penyomus. Shouldn't the chashash of penyomus apply to the bias and apply to the kerem just as much as applies to the isha? So Satmar Rav is mechadish, a beautiful idea. See, if a person has a house that he wasn't mechanich, and the kohen says, go back home, be mechanich the house, he could say, you know what? I'm mafka the house. I don't need the house. I want to go fight. I want to go fight for Klal Yisrael. I want to fight for Eretz Yisrael. If a person has a kerem and the kohen says, go back home and finish up your kerem, your vineyard, the guy could say, I'm mafkir my kerem. I don't need the kerem. I want to fight for Am Yisrael. I want to fight for Eretz Yisrael. But if a person says, you know what? The kohen says, go back home and marry your wife. And he says, you know what? I'm going to divorce her. I want to go fight for Am Yisrael. I want to fight for Klal Yisrael. Then the kohen says, you don't have that option. Penyomus. You can't do that. You can't be such a chassid and moser nefesh if it's going to be mevaza, if it's going to cause trouble to your wife, to someone else. You have to go back home. You have no option of being mafki your wife and mafki your family. You need to be going home and spend time with your wife and with your husband and with your children. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Stop running around. Stop being mafkir them. Spend some quality time. Play some chess. Play some Monopoly. Learn with your children. Have a chavrusa. Play games. Just schmooze with them. And of course, schmooze with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikra al Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe and he wants all of us to come back home and just spend quality time with each other and with him. And I'll finish with a short little story. You know, there's a time in history when the fathers were able to teach the children. It was something that was ideal. But with time, the Gemara says that we weren't able to teach the children either because we didn't have the ability, we didn't have the time because of Parnassah, so we set up a whole system, a yeshiva system with a Rebbe. But on occasion, sometimes the fathers had to step in to be the Rebbe. Like now, many free hours of the day, we have to step in and teach our children, but they're not learning yeshiva now. So there was once a Maisa, where a father had to step in to be the Rebbe, to be the Melamed for his child. And they went to the Beis Medrash to learn, and the child wasn't behaving, so the father began to give him a patch. And the child said, Tati, Tati, please don't hit me. Stop, don't hit me. And the father says, I'm not your father right now. Right now I'm your Rebbe. I need to be mechanech you. I need to give you a patch because you're not paying attention. And the next day they went to the Beis Medrash and the same thing happened. And the father started to patch his son. And he says, Tati, please stop. He says, I'm not your Tati now, I'm your Rebbe. I'm your master. So when they got home from the Beis Medrash, the child looks to his father and says, Tati, are you my Tati now? Or are you my Rebbe now? And he says, now we're in the house, I'm your Tati. So the child says, Tati, tomorrow when you're my Rebbe, can you please not hit me anymore? Can you please not patch me anymore? I just want you to be my Tati. And so now we're not in the Beis Medrash, we're not in the Beis Knesset, we're not at our work. But we're home. We're home with our father, with our Tati. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tati, Tati, please, tomorrow, when we go back outside, please, don't be our Rebbe. Don't patch us. Biratati. Biratati in the house, biratati outside the house. And please end this Ace Tzara. Bring us a Yeshua, a Refuah, and a Gula. And with all our tefillas, with all our Torah, as we begin Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer of Toras Kohanim, the Sefer of Karbanos, we should be zocha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, Bekarv Mamish, with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, Yira, V'yameinu, Amen, V'yamein. Have a wonderful Shabbos.